Okay, so what? I'm sure he was. You were there? Oh, okay, I didn't know. Okay. Ni'ilah is the literal understanding of the word Ni'ilah is to close. And the tefillah of Ni'ilah is the closing of Yom Kippur. The deeper understanding of Ni'ilah is to lock in. The word Ni'ilah is to lock in. To lock in the Yom Kippur, not to allow the Yom Kippur to escape from us once Yom Kippur is over. So the purpose of Ni'ilah is to summarize all of the Hisoiris that we've had throughout the day and throughout from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, to take all the Hisoiris and all those resolutions and to lock them in, to make sure that they're not lost from us after Yom Kippur. But I believe that there's another interpretation to the word Ni'ilah, and that is putting on a shoe. Ni'ilas ha-sandal, one of the things we're not allowed to do on Yom Kippur is Ni'ilas ha-sandal, is putting on a shoe. And Ni'ilah means the time to put on the shoe. Now, I will try to explain myself. But we need to understand first, why is it that we find that in a holy place one is supposed to take their shoes off? When Moshe Rabbeinu came to the burning bush, he came to the Sneh, Hashem told him, Shal na'alecha mi'al raglecha, take your shoes off your feet, because the place you stand upon, Admas Kodesh, is holy ground. So we can't stand on holy ground with shoes. We also know that in Har HaBayis, when one went up to Har HaBayis, one is not allowed to wear shoes because it's a holy place. On the holiest day of the year, on Yom Kippur, we're not allowed to wear shoes. What is wrong with shoes? That one is not allowed to wear shoes when they approach a holy place. On the other hand, we find that it is important for a person to wear shoes any other time. Chazal say, a person should sell everything that he has in order to buy shoes for his feet. So what is shoes important or not important? And if they are important, why can't they be worn in a holy place? Chazal tell us that had Adam and Chava waited until Shabbos, Adam and Chava were created on Friday, on the sixth day of creation. Had they waited until Shabbos, they would have been able to eat from the Eitz Hadas. The Isser, the prohibition of eating from the Eitz Hadas, was only for that day. So we need to understand what is the if indeed eating from the Eitz Hadas is not something that's good. So what changes on Shabbos, and why couldn't they eat it from it? And if there's nothing wrong with it, then why couldn't they eat from it immediately? So I'd like to explain this based on a pasuk written by the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, immediately after the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, after they sinned. It says, Vayas Hashem Elokim la'odom la'ishtoi kosnais oir vayalbishay. Hashem made for Adam and his wife garments of hide, and he clothed them. This was something that happened after the Eitz Hadas. And I'd like to suggest that the purpose of Hashem placing us here in this physical world, this materialistic world, is for the sake of us involving ourselves in materialism, eating and drinking and working and sleeping and so on and so forth. but doing so in a manner that instead of dragging ourselves down to the level of the physical, in turn, we are to elevate the physical and make it spiritual. That is the purpose of Hashem placing us here in this world. By involving ourselves in these physical exercises for the sake of our avodas Hashem, that takes the physical and raises it to a higher level, brings it back to its source, which is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That is the purpose that we are here in this world. If Hashem wanted us only to be involved in spirituality, Hashem would have left us, our neshamas, in the upper world where they were before it descended. Hashem has many angels. Since Hashem created us as human beings, we are here to take the physical and elevate the physical and make it spiritual. But in order to do so, we must remain above the materialism. We cannot descend and become consumed by materialism or physicality, because if that would be the case, instead of us elevating the materialism and the Gashmias would instead envelop us, consume us, and bring us down. We have to remain above the materialism, or let's call it the animalism, the Bahamias. We have to remain above it, although we must involve ourselves in these areas. That is why we're here. We have to remain above and in control. And that is why animalistic garment that we wear, meaning the only garment that we wear out of hide, is our shoes. To show that we stand above the animalism. That is what our shoes represent. Now, in order to be able to be in control while we're involved in Gashmias, it is necessary that we infuse ourselves with spirituality before we attempt to involve ourselves in physicality. That's why the day begins with Shachris. The day begins with Tefillah. One is not allowed to eat before davening. One is not allowed to involve oneself in any physical exercise before davening, because one must first infuse oneself with spirituality in order to be able to remain above and in control of oneself when one is involved later on in Gashmias. And this is why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam told Adam and Chava that they cannot partake of the Eitz Hadas for the first day. The Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra is the tree that represents Gashmias. It's a mixture of good and evil. But before they can approach the tree, there has to be one day of separation. There must be one day that is totally spiritual. Once they've infused themselves with spirituality, then they would be able to partake of the chet of the Eitz Hadas and remain in control. Since they did not do so, and they immediately partook of the Gashmias, therefore Hashem enclosed them with kosnais or. Hashem totally enclosed them with the hide of the animal, to show that when one does not first infuse themselves with spirituality, they will be consumed by the animalism. They will be totally clothed with the garment of hide, instead of only wearing shoes, which would show that the person is above the animalism. They will be totally consumed by the animalism. And it is for the same reason that we have at the beginning of the year, we have a Yom Kippur, a day that is totally, that we are totally separated from any type of physical exercise. to infuse ourselves with spirituality before we once again enter the world of physicality again, in order that we should be able to remain on top and in control. And it is on that day that we are not allowed to wear shoes, because it's the day that we are totally separated from any animalism. But the purpose of Yom Kippur is that we should be able to, that when we do eventually put those shoes back on, that we should be able to remain above them. That we should be able to be totally in control of the physicality and the materialism once we become involved in it once again. And Ne'ilah represents the time is coming to put our shoes back on. We need to see to it to infuse ourselves with so much spirituality so that once we put those shoes back on, we have to remember that those shoes have to be on our feet, not on our heads. That we cannot become consumed and enveloped in the Gashmias. We have to remain above them. And that is the reason that whenever there is a Makam Kadosh, such as the Harabayas or Moshe Rabbeinu by the Sna, those were times of recharging. Those are times of recharging our spiritual batteries. And at that time, we have to be totally separated from Gashmias, in order that when we once again connect to Gashmias, that we should remain above it. The Kehanim Duchen. I think the same applies. I think it's a time that a kohen has to raise oneself to a level to be able to be the mevorach Amo Yisrael. One must be on a level, maybe perhaps totally separated from any Gashmias. A bracha has to be given without any ulterior motives. So the separation from Gashmias might be necessary for them. That is, I believe, the purpose of Ne'ilah. The focus on the time is coming to put our shoes back on. Let us infuse ourselves with as much ruchnis as we can. So now that we stand after Yom Kippur and we had our Ne'ilah, we have to see to it that we wear our shoes on our feet. And that is what Chazal say. Make sure that your shoes are on your feet, that you're not totally enveloped by your shoe. One is not totally enveloped by the Bahamias, by the animalism. We have to be able to stand above it and stay in control. May we all be zoicha to a year where we will be in control of our Gashmias, and that we should have plenty of it. The Rebbeinu Shlom should bestow upon us an abundance, since we are able to be in control of it. The Rebbeinu Shlom should bench us all with tremendous abundance in Gashmias and Ruchnias, and we should be zeicha b'karev to be able to go on to Har HaBayis without our shoes. V'vias Mashiach Tzidkenu b'meherav Yameinu Amen.